break a new wire if you want to.
How'd you pull it, horse or?
No, we just have stretches fixed for that purpose.
I know, I put a fence around my yard. I just put the fence across the back. I hired it down the sides.
Yeah.
I guess in 87 feet, I stretched it about 3 feet with chain link.
Yeah, you stretched that quite a bit. But spot wire don't stretch too far, but it'll stretch a little. It'll stretch before it'll break, you know.
And did you have trouble with stones around here in your fields?
Stones, yes. We have a lot of fields that have rock in them.
What did you do with them?
Well, what you can do there, some of it's underlaid with rock, you know, and you plow it, well, you break a disc on a disc plow, or you pin the point on the moveboard. The patches, you just got to be careful when you get to them and plow them.
Well, do you pick out the loose ones?
Oh, yes, pick them out and get them off the field.
How'd you get them off? What'd you put them in?
Well, I'd had quite a limb of that on my midday out there at home, and I had a man working by the month, and I fixed me a big sled, and the wet days that I couldn't do anything, I
picked out
there and knocked them rocks off the level of the ground and piled up on that sled, and then I had a pond dam down there that I riprapped my pond dam with him. Just killed two birds with one stone.
Did you have fish in your pond?
Yes, plenty of them.
Oh boy. You fish?
No, not now. I used to. We used to fish a little. We've caught bass out of there that weigh 4.5 pounds.
Boy, oh boy.
We stocked our ponds when we built them, you know. In the first 3 or 4 years, it's pretty good fishing. After about a couple of years, then you've got to, I don't know, do something about it. Seems like the bigger fish eat the smaller ones, and you get to where it's not too good a fishing.
Oh, it's all big ones then, or all small
ones?
Well,
there ain't very many big ones, you know. The one big one can destroy a lot of little ones.
I fished a pond in Oklahoma in 49, I think, over in the western part of the state with my uncle, and caught one fish. 12-pound catfish.
Well, that's pretty good.
I caught him on a fly rod, and I caught him on a fly.
Well, there's a funny thing about this fishing. I had a grandson went down there, and he put some of this here, I can't tell you what it is, on the water, and it made him come to the top. And they would have weighed, I expect, 5 pounds.
Boy.
And they were big when there was two of them. And he caught 30, a little better than 30, little fish from that long to that long. Each they had, their bellies was big, just cut them open, and I counted one of them, I watched him count. And there's 31 or two of them, and one of them, and 28 or 9 in the other.
My goodness.
And just see how that just demonstrated how much them big fish destroy the little. And you couldn't have thought that they would eat it, but when you looked at them, seeing what they looked like,
yeah,
we just cut them open there on the table and count them.
You should fish it more.
Yeah.
That's your whole trouble.
Yeah.
Did you ever put these stones around your fence, around your field to serve as a fence or a wall?
No, I never did. No, I never did do any of that. I wouldn't get shed of them. I'd put them in around a pond dam to keep it from washing, or else in a hollow someplace where it'd be out of the way. That's why I never bothered you.
Check your erosion and pile up dirt behind it.
Yeah.
When you had chickens, what did you call a chicken that was on the nest, raising or sitting on eggs?
Oh, setting hen.
And when you had laying hens, did you ever leave one of those things in the nest to keep the eggs coming, so that the hen wouldn't go out and nest in the field?
No, I never did use that, but I've known people that did.
What'd you call that?
I don't know what they did call them. I've seen them, but I just remember the name for them. But anyway, it looked like an egg, like another egg. That's supposed to fool the hen, but I don't think it fooled much.
What did your mother, or what does your wife call her good dishes?
I don't know, we don't have any.
No. I was just wondering if she calls them china, or?
Yeah, that's